during my time in the UK during my PhD, I got married, and my husband and I thought on the whole it would be a good idea to have jobs in the same place. So that was actually the reason I moved into computer science. When I came back from the States, my then husband had a maths lectureship in Manchester, and it didn't look as if I was going to get a maths lectureship in Manchester. So I looked around and found a job in computer science in UMIST, which meant we could work in the same place. So that was actually why I started moving into computer science. But I'd also got more involved in computing while I was doing my PhD, so that was part of contributed as well. And I rapidly became really fascinated by the challenges and opportunities of computer science and the fact that, unlike mathematics, it was a very new discipline. All sorts of exciting new things happening. And then in 92, I moved to a bit of a career change. I moved to St. Andrews. But I moved there, I was headhunted there to help them sort out their computer science department. And the amazing thing about being in St. Andrews was I was their first ever female professor of anything since 1411. And at the time when I went there, of course, women have always been in a minority in my subject. And I just, you know, taken it for granted and got on with it and not reflected on it that much, really. But when I went to St. Andrew, but I'd always worked in places where, you know, there had been other women, there were other women in Cambridge, there were women in the other institutions I worked in. Royal Holloway had a particularly strong women's tradition, obviously. And so it was a bit of a shock to come to somewhere where really they hadn't been used to senior women. It was just not something that they'd come across before. And there were many quite startling stories from that time. You know, things like people would see, I'd have something which said Professor Hugh Martin on it, and they would assume Professor Hugh Martin was my husband. I remember going into the post office and signing my checks, at the time had Professor Hugh Martin on them all. Going in the post office, signing a check, and the man behind the counter saying, "You can't use your husband's checks, lady." And I remember the same thing happening in the university library. For some reason, I was getting some books out, or showed them my card, and the person behind the desk said, "You're not supposed to use your husband's card." Sometimes as a senior woman, one gets rather exasperated at, oh God, yes, I've been invited to be on another committee because they want the woman. But it's a darn sight more exasperating to be in institutions where you look for all kinds of committees and say, "That's odd. Why haven't they got any women on that committee?"